whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. The Old Testament prophet Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet. He witnessed the turning of Judah away from God toward idolatry. He lamented the loss of Jerusalem and the destruction of the Holy Temple. All of this came to pass after Jeremiah had pleaded with his nation to return to worshiping the true God of Israel. On today's broadcast, Pastor Holland looks at a choice Jeremiah laid before the people. The sermon is entitled, "Which Path Will You Take?" and is brought from the 6th chapter of Jeremiah. And now, Pastor Holland.
I'm going to be reading in just a minute in chapter number 6, the book of Jeremiah, verse number 16. But before I do that, let me give you a little bit of the background of what is transpiring in this place. Jeremiah was a prophet of God, and he preached in one of the most difficult periods of time that there ever was. We find that Jeremiah at one time was placed in a miry pit. He was mocked, he was abused, and literally people did not want to hear the message that he had. But these people were a very, very wicked of people. The nation of Israel had turned away from God, and they had turned to serving idols. They had turned to making idols and worshiping them rather than worshiping the true God. We find that their wickedness was so great that even when this passage of Scripture and when Jeremiah was preaching and is given to us, God was in the process of bringing judgment upon them and taking them down into Babylon, into captivity. And so we find here Jeremiah is preaching the Word of God. But listen, folks, God is not a God of, He's not a God of hate, but He is a God of judgment. He is a God of wrath. And truly today, somebody said to me one time, how could a God, if He's a holy God, how could He send somebody to hell? I want you to know today, God has never sent anybody to hell. God never will send anybody to hell. If a person goes to hell, it's because they rejected the truth of the Word of God. And we find in the Bible, over and over again, God warns us. And God had warned the nation of Israel. He told them if they did not receive Him, if they continued to reject them, then judgment would come. In Deuteronomy 28, you don't have to turn there, but the Bible said, "The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, and as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand." In other words, God gives us the opportunity. Listen, we ought never to blame God for our circumstances or blame God for our refusal to obey the Word of God. God gives it to us. This Bible was written, inspired of God. It was good years ago, and it's still good today. You can count on it and depend on it. But I want to tell you something today. We are responsible people when we hear the Word of God but do not the truth. Now, in this passage of Scripture, and I'll get there in just a second, but after Jeremiah is saying what he's saying, right after that, just a few months after he had made this statement, literally, Nebuchadnezzar was going to take his army and he was going to conquer the nation of Israel. He was going to take many Israelites into captivity down to Babylon. And among those were some names you might recognize. There was Daniel, and then there was the three Hebrew children called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I want you to know today that God gives them the opportunity in order that they might turn back to God. So we come to the passage of Scripture today, and that'll bring us the message that we're going to bring today. And if you have your Bibles, I want you to listen what we find in verse 16. "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein." Here's Jeremiah standing at a point to where there's two paths that could be taken. Could I say today, in the world that we live, there's a lot more than two paths that can be taken. You can go many paths, but there's only one path that you ought to choose. It's as if the traveler comes to the point in the road, and Jeremiah says, when you get there, he said, ask for the good path. Which way is the best way? I know today oftentimes we, go somewhere and we're trying to find some. Of course, now with GPS, you just go where they take them. Sometimes they take you around the world to get there, but you just follow it anyway. You don't know any difference. But I remember years ago for GPS, we'd be going down the road and my wife would say, stop and get directions. Don't worry about it. I'll find it. I know I'm going the right way. You just leave me alone. I got it. 45 minutes later, I wish you would stop and ask for directions. Friend, it would be wise today if we stopped and asked for directions. And the best place to ask for directions is in the house of God, listening to the Word of God, in order that we might show you the path that would be good for you to travel. He says, ask for the old paths. You know, today, an old path is well-worn. An old path is very plainly seen, and the ability to walk in it is very easy because it's been beaten down, and many people know it. But yet today, there's a lot of people that's trying to take the new path. They're trying to go in every direction they possibly can, but God wants us to walk in the right path. God still desires for His people today to walk in a path that would be pleasing to Him. I don't know what you think, but I can tell you what I think. I think we're living in a society today that I believe God is very much disappointed with. I believe even in our churches today that there's a lot of things going on that God is disappointed with. And friend, I'm going to tell you today, we're not here. We are here to fellowship. We're here to have a good time. But we're here in order that we might point people to the right path, that they might go down the good path that would lead them to the blessings of light of God upon their life. I want to ask you the question this morning, which path will you take? Which path will you take? First of all, I want you to see with me this morning, there's a spiritual requirement. Now, the command that God issues to His people is to understand that there's many people that's going to try to lead you astray. When you come to the point in your life to where you see all the directions that you can go, what you need to understand is you better listen to the person that's going to point you in the right way. I tell you today, all my directions come from God, and what I tell you is the truth of the Word of God, and that's the way God wants you to go. But today we live in a society where there's many false prophets, and there's false teachers, and they'll tell you everything you want to hear. They'll tell you things that, boy, you can enjoy. You can do what you want to do and go which way you want to go. But the problem is, it just ain't so. The truth is today, we need to ask for the good path. We need to ask for the right path in order that we might walk in the way that God would have us to walk. These men had turned from the law of God. The nation of Israel had embraced the pagan nations around about them. They were worshiping pagan gods that were wicked and vile. It was reprehensible. But you see, the people loved it. Today, you can kind of do things. And by the way, don't misunderstand me. I want you to understand today that I'm here today to please God. Today, I want you to come and I want you to feel like that you're in the right place and that God's blessing your heart. But I want you to know today, as I stand in this pulpit, although I'm concerned about you or I would not be preaching to you, I'm concerned about what God would think, about what God would say, and about how pleased He might be with what I do. The worship of the true and living God requires obedience and holiness. God's law requires that we worship Him, that we walk in His path and in His way. We find here they were commanded. If you find in the Bible that God often commanded them to look back to their forefathers, He often mentions Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, and David, who walked the blessed path of obedience and holiness to God. They understand that their walk and their path is driven by faith. The Bible said the just shall live by faith, believing that God is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think. The problem Israel faced is the dilemma today that many times we're facing. We're not going in the right direction and doing the right things. During World War II, there was the Battle of the Bulge. And there was a group of German soldiers who dressed themselves in uniforms of the American soldiers. These Germans used stolen American military vehicles. They went through the German countryside. They changed the road signs. And when the American troops came to those crossroads, oftentimes they would follow the direction that was given, but it was the wrong direction. And literally what happened is they began to deceive, and they allowed the Germans and their armies to divide the American army and to allow them to push into the Allied lines, causing what they called a bulge that nearly split the Allied armies in two. The Germans almost, that trick almost gave them the victory in that very decisive battle. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't know about the Germans, but I know there's a lot of people today that are changing the signs beside the road. They're telling people this is the way to go, but I tell you today, I say this is the way to go. When you come to the path and the road, look and ask for the old paths. Look for the good road that God has given to us. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on them this morning, but I'm going to tell you some of the things that we better hold fast to, and we better walk according to God's will and do what He said. First of all, understanding today that salvation and salvation alone is by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. I know churches and I know there's Bibles that have been written that have removed that word blood. But friend, without the blood, we'd be on our way to hell today. And the only way we're saved is through the blood of Jesus Christ. And by the way, the only way we're saved is not only by the blood, but by the grace of God upon our life. He said in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I tell you today, those are some paths that we better stick to. Salvation by the blood, salvation by grace, but thank God today for the Word of God. I tell you today, the psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. In Romans 1:17, the Bible said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I want you to know today, He said, thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In other words, that's the path I'm taking, but I'm taking the path that is given to me according to God's Word. Well, love faithfulness. Thank God that when He saved us, and when He saved me, He gave me a desire to be faithful. Thank God for the church. I don't know about you, but I don't know where I'd be today without the church. But I want you to understand heaven is a real place. I want you to understand today that there's a place called hell, and it's a real place. I want you to understand today, as we go through life, we're going to end up in one place or the other. And the only way we're going to end up in heaven is by putting our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, repenting of our sin, receiving Him in our heart, asking Him to come in our heart and save us, and give us eternal life. And the Bible said, if we don't do that, we do what the Israelites did. We reject and refuse to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. There's the value of a human soul. I tell you today, Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Oh, God, help us today to stay on the path of understanding.
How many times in life have you come to a fork in the road, spiritually speaking? Which path did you choose? We pray today that your faith will be strengthened to choose God's path. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.